I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Brittany's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Fifer, former Packer, Badger running back Gary Ellerson, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist Leroy Butler as well.
Roy
broadcast
Lee.
Live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios.
Your knee gonna give out.
Hey, Roy Lee, it kind of hurt too. Yeah, I can tell when it gets cold, cuz.
Yeah.
Boy, good Lord almighty. My arthritis, I feel like Fred Sanford.
I love Fred Sanford.
Steve, who we got coming up, Steve?
On the line. I was just waiting for y'all to get done talking. On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline now. He is Herb Lawrence. He gets the pleasure
Herb
of working
Lawrence.
With Lawrence Holmes each day on 670 The Score down
Herb
in
Lawrence
Chicago.
And Lawrence Holmes?
Well, yeah, he's the executive producer of the Lawrence Holmes Show, but he's also.
Do they call it the Lawrence and Lawrence Show or.
I said he's the executive producer of the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Oh, it's not Lawrence Lawrence. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah,
that's
good. He's also their line night expert down at 670 The Score. Hey, thanks so much for coming
I feel
on,
bad
Lawrence.
For
appreciate
him,
it.
Man.
Thank you for having me, guys. Yeah, it's an honor to
so,
be in you guys' presence.
I want to know first off before
I like him already.
Yeah, before we get into the Illini talking, and we will. We've had Lawrence Holmes on here, Herb, obviously over the course of time. But what is it really like to work with that dude? Because he comes across as a really nice guy when he's on the show with us.
I mean, Lawrence is just perfect host you want. You know, doesn't ask for much, but he does. Expect you to bring your level up to his level every day. So he's just the perfect host to work for. He allows me to be creative in booking guests or bringing sound to the table. I think Lawrence, and we've been working together for probably the last 10 years, probably my favorite host I've ever worked with.
That's awesome.
He
Good
did
stuff.
Tell us about the Chicago White Sox, though. He did tell us about that.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. We haven't had him on since. We haven't had him on since. But, yeah, he was running his mouth about how good the White Sox were going to be this year last time we talked to him. He was. Okay, Herb, so what about the Illini? Because I'll be honest, yes, they beat the Badgers last year. And, yes, Lovie Smith's the coach. But, I mean, tonight for Badger fans, it's all about Graham Mertz, this redshirt freshman quarterback, you know, highest recruited quarterback they've had since the whole star era began or whatever. So that's kind of what most of us are excited about. But then you read some of the stuff on the Illini, and it's like, oh, they got a lot of talent coming back. He's got a lot of seniors, and this Illini team's not going to be like it was last year, the last couple of years. That Wisconsin win was a big win for them. So you tell me, is this Illini team something that the Badger fans should be concerned about tonight?
They should be concerned, but I think the Badgers are better than them. The one good thing about Mertz making his start tonight is that the Illini on defensive line not that good. The bad part about Mertz, the back seven, pretty good, especially the cornerbacks and free safety. So if he and the Wisconsin Badgers want to come away with a win tonight, I would say run. Run the ball. The Illini gave up almost 200 yards rushing last year, the worst in the Big Ten. So that's the key to victory for Wisconsin and to hold on the ball. Last year, three turnovers for Wisconsin with only one for Illini. And Lovey likes to say that 80%, you're an 80% chance to win the game if you win the turnover battle, especially by plus two. So holding the ball, run the ball, and the Wisconsin Badgers will win. If they don't do that, I think the Illini have a good shot to upset them tonight at Camp Randall.
Steve, you want him to throw for 350 yards, don't you?
Yeah, he ain't doing that, though. But Herb, here's the thing. and I hate to go back to last year, but how did the Illini beat my Badgers last year in Champaign?
A guy coming back right now, Will linebacker Jake Hansen, caused two fumbles. The late one when they're driving with Jonathan Taylor, who choked up the ball, and then the late interception by Tony Adams off of Cohen, which set up the game-winning field goal. That's all that happened. Wisconsin had 40 minutes of offense, the possession. Illini only have 19, so double the time of possession, only scored 23 points last year. Got to hold on to the ball. You got to run the ball versus the Illini team. Otherwise, the Illini will cause these fumbles, will make the quarterback, especially a redshirt freshman like Mertz, to hand off the ball and to throw the ball to the other team.
Yeah, Herb, hold on for a second. Just one more. Herb, talk a little bit about Lovie Smith. I mean, are they good with him in Champaign? Are they looking for another coach? Is he on the hot seat? Because I think he's done a tremendous job there.
Absolutely not. He is not on the hot seat. He is on the – man, this guy is the greatest coach we've had in a while. I'd like to – harken it back to when you went to college at Wisconsin, Gary. Like, that team wasn't good when you hit Wisconsin. And then you guys started going to bowl games. That's what's right. happening with the Illini mm-hmm. right now. Like, when you came from Georgia up to Wisconsin, you're like, you know what? I'm going to make this team better than it was. And that's what happened before you left Wisconsin. That's what Lovey's going to do here at Illinois. He might not be long for this team. I see him retiring mm-hmm. within the next 5 years. But when he leaves this program, it's going to be in much better shape than he received it in.
Steve, give me a reset before I...
Sure, no problem. We're talking with Herb Lawrence, executive producer of the Lawrence Holmes Show and the Illini expert at 670, the score here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, Leroy.
Yeah, Herb, how did the team handle the on-again, off-again with the COVID-19 I mean, when all these outbreaks was going on this summer, it was just, okay, Big Ten football is not happening. They are happening. I mean, did it affect the morale of the team? What were you hearing, if you can remember, when all that was going on?
Unlike Ohio State, Iowa, and Nebraska, where people were really vocal about, man, we want to play right now, there was only a couple of those players on Illinois. So I think that AD Josh Whitman and Lovie Smith did a good job of keeping the players engaged, but also allowing them to do their thing. There's not been a lot of positive tests here at the University of Illinois. I'm in Chicago, but they're down in Champaign. And there's only been like one player that has opted out, Ravon Bonner, one of the running backs here. That's one of the big problems with Illinois. They lost their top three running back returners from last year. And so the running game this year will be tough. But as far as COVID, I think they've handled it as best as they could do it. I don't think any shutdowns of the program this year because just good leadership and good students who have been following the letter of the law.
Herb, I want to go to the recruiting side of things. We were talking about Graham Mertz being, you know, this heralded quarterback coming out, redshirt freshman playing today. They got a pretty highly recruited running back that's a freshman in Berger out in New Jersey. Not sure if he'll see any action tonight or not. But from a recruiting perspective, how has Lovie done, not only from a recruiting perspective, but how has he done in the state of Illinois keeping his kids home?
Very badly. It's not good at all as far as recruiting in general and then keeping the people in the state. Now, the offensive line, I'll say, they're all from Illinois, and four of the five are returning starters. They're highly recruited guys. Other than that, it's not very good for the state of Illinois. Illinois has gone out to other states like Lovie's home base of Texas, Florida, Georgia to get their players, and they've done the transfer market. Quarterback Brandon Peters is, of course, from Michigan and originally played high school at Indiana. So they've been doing that mostly. Their top receivers from USC, originally from the state of Georgia, played high school football out there, Joshua Matabebe. So that's where the most of their talent has been coming from the transfer market. I don't know if he can keep that up, but he's done a good job. Our best quarterback, our best players are transfers, grad transfers right now. So he's doing a good job with that. But I think he will need to get into this Chicago pipeline, this Illinois pipeline. He's doing most of his work well in St. Louis, but I don't know how long that will dry up as Missouri gets better and other teams around them get better. Iowa State keeps on getting good. That St. Louis-Missouri pipeline will dry up a little bit.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because when I was back in school, Tony Eason was the quarterback at University of Illinois, and the head coach, I believe, was Mike White. And really, they relied on a lot of JUCOs. I mean, they had a lot of JUCOs on that team because, one, they didn't recruit well out of Chicago. Two, a lot of guys couldn't meet the standards to get in that was in the Chicago region that they were trying to do. And basically, I think that team, those teams back then was actually pretty. And I don't know if you noticed. Let me give you a little, put this little feather in your cap. Today is the anniversary of the bounce pass that happened with Wisconsin and Illinois at Camp Randall with Al Toon and Randy Wright to Jeff Knopf. You don't remember that, do you?
I was alive, but I do not remember that.
Tell them what happened.
I don't remember it either.
Go ahead, Gary, tell everybody what happened.
Well, we end up losing the game. We end up losing the game. We go up by two. We practice this bounce pass all week long. So this pass, Randy Wright's going to throw it. It's really a lateral, and it's behind the line of scrimmage. It bounced on the ground. Al Toon picks it up, throws it like a post corner to Jeff Knott, wide open, and we go up by two. Our kicker, Wendell Gladham, missed the extra point. I think it was like 20-22 or something like that. They come back down, drive the football, Illinois does, drive the football down, and they kick a walk-off field goal to win the game. So it wasn't the greatest thing. But those teams back then, they're a lot like the Illini team now. Defensively, they were stout. They get out the football, and they could beat you up. I just think that, you know, really Illinois, University of Illinois, is just in a tough spot as far as recruiting. And that's why I thought that Lovie has done a great job, is trying to keep this team and get this team into bowl games and try to build some sort of winning attitude there.
Let me follow up on something here, because I'm interested. So they're losing the kids out of state, Herb, right? So where are they losing them to? Are they losing them to Wisconsin, Iowa? Are they losing them to Michigan, Ohio State? Are they losing them to a different conference? Like, who's coming in and taking the kids?
Take your pick. I mean, Notre Dame's anybody. The main culprit. I mean, Miles Boykin, who's now in Baltimore, he was a Illinois prep. Let's see, a lot of people. LSU got a couple of people from Illinois. Mississippi, when they were back then cheating, they got Laquan Treadwell from Illinois. You know,
yep.
There's been such established good players in Illinois. I mean, I think Wisconsin, didn't they have Brian Bulaga?
Yes.
I think that's
Bulaga was at Iowa.
Bulaga was at Iowa.
Sorry, there was another Wisconsin lineman that was from Illinois. Yeah. But, yeah, like anywhere you go in Illinois, other teams are going to come in and get it. A.J. Impenenza from downstate Illinois.
Yes.
Same thing. C.J. Fierowitz went to Iowa. These, you know, it's not a big-time football school. We're more of a basketball school, even though we haven't been playing well until the last couple of years. But, yeah, they're just been taking all Illinois talent, and it's our own fault. We haven't played well for a long time. So the players should go where the good teams are. And finally, Illinois' time to move the sticks. And we're not trying to be like Wisconsin, which is a great team. We're trying to be like Iowa, which is a good team.
Right.
Eight, nine wins a year, a bowl game. And then we'll worry about being Wisconsin after that. We got to get our Barry Alvarez first.
Yeah, no question. He is Herb Lawrence, 670 The Score.
Thanks, Herb.
With the Lawrence Holmes Show down there in their Illini expert. Hey, man, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Great job.
Thank you, guys. And I look forward to coming back on with you guys when Mr. Leroy Butler is a Hall of Famer like he should be.
Yes, he should be.
Yeah.
We all agree on that. Herb, thanks so much,
man. This time next year for sure.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Take care. There he is, Herb Lawrence on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Applying for a home renovation loan as you're feeling anxious, just breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at Great Midwest Bank.
I like that banquility.
.com. You like that banquility
thing?
I
was at Wisconsin, Steve.
Yeah.
We got a lot of kids from Illinois. I mean, Richard Johnson, who you met, came in with Everwalk. He was the best cornerback in the state of Illinois when we got him. He was a first round draft pick, at that time for the Houston Oilers. And I think he was the first African American to get drafted in the first round in the history, well, of course, at Wisconsin. And then we had another guy by the name of Mike Jones. He was one of the best receivers that they had.
Mike Jones! You talking about the rapper Mike Jones?
Yeah, him too. We should get all kind of players out of Illinois. Kids just weren't going to University of Illinois. I think they still have. And I don't know why is that sort of stigma there.
It's
but they still
in
have
the
that
middle
thing.
Of freaking nowhere.
Probably.
Have you
probably.
Ever? You've been there? It's
yes,
farmland.
Yes,
it's there's
it
nothing
is.
There.
Yeah. Just what's get off the highway. Farmland? Boom. There it is.
There's nothing
it is.
There.
You're right. You're right. And for a city kid, they're like, man.
Say whatever you want about Madison, but Madison brings more to the table than Champaign does.
Well, sure it does. It's not even close.
Party school in there, come on.
Right, exactly right.
Not even close. They ain't partying today, though.
Hey, there's $1,000 up for grabs every single week with the Rockin' Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today at radio.com/picks and play against this guy. If I do as bad this week as I did last week, you'll beat me. Just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups. It's not daily fantasy. And totally free to enter. And again, you got a chance to win $1,000 up for grabs every single week. And I love it because it's free. Free is good. A brand new game every week of the season. Sign up right now and you've got a shot to win $1,000 this week. I think this week's slate is about as easy as it's been all year long. So we'll see how we do. Make your picks now at radio.com/picks. It's the Rockin' Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Rules for this nationwide contest available at radio.com/picks. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.